Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are catching up and gossiping about all things in our lives. We discuss Taylor Swift's comeback, what we do with our clones, Metheny Moda, which of us is currently being used as a catfish, and Corey learns who Vanessa Hudgens is. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T Wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Can you please make that face for the entire podcast?
I'm trying to remember.
No, go back.
I'm trying to remember who hates this face. Somebody.
I think collectively everyone hates it. The whole.
It makes my nostril really tickle.
You wanna which come one? It? On this the one, left? Yeah. One.
It's like. Can you do it?
Gaping.
Somebody we know really. Whoa. Somebody we know really hates when I do it. Somebody in San Francisco.
Is it this?
It's.
Is it Steven?
No. I forget.
I don't know. It really made my nose itch now, so thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now, did you get this delicious snubble?
I did. I just caught it. I had to use an ultra ball.
An ultra ball. Are you out of balls?
Bitch, listen, I only have...
What if we did this the whole 30 minutes? I feel like that's a workout.
Your arms...
Or if we did like a workout episode.
Makeup was already asking
can we do
you...
Can we do an 80s themed workout episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
What year?
80s.
What episode?
This year.
And what are we going to do throughout the episode?
Lunges. Things.
Stretching.
You know who we could probably get?
Who?
Richard Simmons.
You think?
He's just hanging.
As a guest?
No.
Wasn't there a podcast? Wasn't there a podcast called Richard
the other day.
Simmons is Alive?
I called marijuana pot. Listen, I called marijuana pot the other day.
And a guy said,
and somebody goes, you call it pot? How old are you?
What do you call it?
I said, what do you mean? He says, we call it weed. I said, who's we?
What is it called?
Marijuana.
I did see someone that I was friends with on Facebook posting about, like, it was the most exaggerated
pot
story.
Or weed or marijuana?
A drug about some kid, like, it was like.
Coke?
No,
K?
I don't even know what drug it was.
Meth?
They were posting about some kid dying because they tried drugs once. And meth. I was like, this meth. Seems like propaganda.
That's hot meth. He's a hot meth. Save it.
You're a hot meth.
Thank you.
Remember when you were talking about our friend and you called them meth instead of their real name?
Who? Methica?
Close. I'm
that's like a... Oh.
When you actually said Metheny Boda.
Yeah. We were at camp and I was like, Metheny, and then I gasped at myself that I called her Metheny because I'm like, that's a really good bullying name. I wasn't trying to bully Bethany.
Only if she does meth, then you
if
can,
she did,
then you could call her.
If
Metheny.
We brought Metheny Moda on the podcast and we did meth with her, that
right.
would be the perfect opportunity to call her Metheny Moda.
Yeah, but you got to trick her into it.
How do you trick somebody? What is meth really?
I don't know.
How do you
a
do
liquid?
Meth? Is it a liquid
is that the
gas?
One you burn
is it
in
a plasma?
The, I don't know if it's the one you burn in the spoon or not.
I'm not into the spoon one because I feel like it ruins spoons. And I, like,
and
I
Lord knows
I throw away
you
my spoon.
Steal spoons from flights.
I do. I have. I did. I've done.
You're a good Metheny spoon?
Now, that spoon that I stole from that flight is a little too small for meth, I think. It's a very
you love,
baby
you
spoon.
Love a big dose.
No, I thought you were going to say a big spoon. No, I love a small spoon.
Are you the big spoon or are you the small spoon?
In life, I like to be a small spoon. Little spoon.
Recently, I was petite a small spoon. Spoon, and I really enjoyed
for who?
It. Somebody.
Oh, I know who.
Bitch! I was going to say, when we were getting, they were like counting us in to start the show, and a side piece texted Swipe. Me. A side piece
I'm
texted
reminding you to
me
swipe to get your Pokeballs.
And said, are you around? And I was piece. Like, that's rude. I'm in LA and I can't hang out right now. And it was someone I would have hung out with.
Are you a, like a in the day type of gal? Or like a night, like planet and then I'll see you tonight type of gal?
Depends on what I'm getting after.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Tell me more.
What do you mean?
Elaborate.
I mean, I'm down to hang out with anybody at any time.
Right now?
No.
Okay.
If you could clone yourself, would you hook up with yourself?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Just because I know.
Do you have plans for what you would want to do to yourself or what you would want your clone to do to you?
Both. What do you mean?
It seems.
I would top my clone because I know I'm a great at bottoming.
Wait, no, I got so confused. I didn't think you said.
I would want to experience topping the wonder that is me.
As a bottom.
Yeah. Wow. And then I would have my clone eat
this
my
is
ass.
What I was thinking about. This is what.
Not that I've thought about it or planned anything. This now, is, would you do that now or would you plan it for later tonight?
I would definitely schedule a dick appointment with myself for later.
Well, this is not that far-fetched because many gays just date people that look identical to them.
I know that's what it's like said in the like
boyfriend
tie.
Community. Yeah, yeah.
I was laying in bed last night and I was thinking, would I hook up with a clone of myself? And I felt intimidated by hooking up with a clone of myself. And I thought,
do you think, yeah,
maybe
you
want to
know why? You
want to
know why? Because sometimes
maybe
you're mean.
I am unapproachable.
And I think your clone would be mean too.
But I thought,
I think your clone would be a dick to you. And it would be a rude awakening for how you treat men. There you have it.
I thought, I didn't think that I wanted to do anything sexually to my clone.
What do you want to do? Argue?
But
that sounds like you.
Have a great discussion about Grey's Anatomy.
Jeez.
Oh my God. I would definitely go on a date with myself, but I don't know if I'd hook up with
who
myself.
Would pay?
I always pay.
Yeah, but so would he then.
Cool. Sounds like
it's like you guys are going to split it.
We're going to go Dutch.
Dutch.
Pass the Dutch. Pass the Dutch.
Pass the weed.
Pass that's
the
how
Bethany.
You get back to
would,
Bethany.
Would Bethany Moda date Bethany Moda?
I mean, I'll start the Twitter poll.
And would,
hold on. You know I love a Twitter poll.
Would Tony Moda officiate?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were
Whose
Tony
side
Moda,
of the wedding would you sit on? Bethany's or Methany's?
Bethany's. I'm a friend of Methany.
Okay. Got it.
What now my question is.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. What's your
if
question?
If you got married to your clone, whose side would people sit on?
Mine. Well, my friends.
What if I became close to friends with? So is the clone? So the clone is. Well, so once
according
the clone is,
to you, both me and my clone are me.
I probably
so I
wouldn't
don't know,
show up.
You're probably
here's,
not going to be
here's what
there.
I think, though.
Okay.
If a clone is made of you.
Okay.
Okay. And so from day one of the clone existing.
Okay. The that, clone's birthday is what we.
The
call
clone's
that.
Birthday, if you will. That you that day that moment you are identical.
Yeah.
But from that moment forward,
you probably it's,
you deviate.
Yeah. I can
so
see
you are
that.
You're still going on your path, but the clone could very well make decisions.
But if the clone really
so say,
has a personality very similar to mine,
but here's the situation.
Would we
you make choices that are often 50-50 sometimes,
yeah.
or like you just make it on a whim. And there's
That's
a
true.
Chance that the clone might make that other 50-50 choice, and that starts the deviation.
God. The last thing I need is my clone to be on Grindr and to be
as a torso
and to be stopping people from hooking up with me because they're hooking up with my clone instead.
Well, I think it's happening because you're getting catfished right now. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Your story with
I
the
posted
people.
On Snapchat.
You're really brave to share your story, I think.
Thank you. So. Someone messaged me on Instagram and said, oh my God, look, this guy is catfishing you. And that said he's a 24-year-old waiter. I was like, thank you for making me 8 years younger. They also said, the profile said, they used a picture of me and my friend's dog.
Wait, they said your age was what?
They said 24. It's the person's using a picture of me. Their name is Nick. They're 24. They live in Chicago.
I saw that they go to USC.
No.
That's what it UIC. Like.
UIC. And I Googled it, and then they said they worked at a restaurant. So I had to Google UIC and the
I
restaurant.
I saw the restaurant situation,
and I found
too.
Out that they're in Chicago. Which makes sense. My brother's ex-girlfriend, also in Chicago, said someone on OkCupid messaged her with my pictures. Mm. Chicago people just want to be me.
Wow.
And it's weird because I have a lot of friends in Chicago, so you'd I'd think that people would start flagging
it. I think
it.
It's a compliment if people use you as a catfish.
Well, he used, and then in the profile he used, he said he was two ethnicities and he used two flags.
Which ones?
And it was like the Greek flag and I think one. No. And I think the other one was the Spanish flag, but I'm not 100% sure. I was going to try to look it up, but I just didn't have time. I've been really struggling with this.
With everything.
Thinking about clones.
You know, it would be great if you had your clone to do your bidding for you. So your clone could really learn the knowledge of flags.
Well, the thing that made me mad was the person only sent one picture, but you can see, because it was a Tinder profile, so you can see the like five dots for the more pictures. Mm. So I'm like, are they using five different pictures of me?
Yeah, I would like to know which ones.
And which ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, time to swipe.
Oh my God.
I'm just getting my Pokeballs.
I do appreciate the five people who listen to the podcast and always tweet, I'm still playing Pokemon too. We appreciate your updates.
I'm excited for next week because you know where I'm going?
Where? London.
Australia.
Australia.
And you know what I'm going to get there? A Kangaskhan.
I thought you were going to say herpes.
Syphilis, probably. No, I wonder if they have a syphilis tsunami like West Hollywood does.
Well, I see the West Hollywood signs are all like, all those Beware. Billboards that are like, syphilis is coming.
Well, yeah, it's here.
It's like winter is coming.
Yeah. Well, what's that about?
Game of Thrones.
Now, let me tell you what I think Game of Thrones is.
Did
happening.
You watch the season 7 finale?
All I know is a dragon. Something happened to a dragon.
There's three and
then,
dragons.
And then also that little girl who's on YouTubers React sometimes.
Arya Stark?
Is
Maisie.
Different.
Oh, she can change faces.
She's different.
A girl now. Has no name.
And then now also, that's all I know.
Yeah,
I'm trying
do
to
you know
think.
About
I knew that I do know that one of the monsters dances to Drake.
In real life, or
I
on
sounded
the show?
Like I sounded like what's his name?
Jedi. Forrest Gump.
I sounded like Forrest Drake. No, yeah, on the show. What is that? I saw a makeup room, a makeup chair.
Was
dance.
It Jon Snow?
Somebody was dancing
Kit Harington
to Drake.
Is very attractive.
Game of Thrones, Drake.
No one listens to Drake.
Dancing.
I hope it's Cersei.
Video? I saw a video of it.
And?
Somebody. Yes.
Wow. I can't believe.
Hold,
so,
I'm going to find it.
You know next season's the last season. What do you think is going to happen?
Please hold.
What do you think is going to happen with all the dragons?
They're going to. It's all going to happen.
Yeah.
I bet
who's next to die?
One of the dragons.
Just did, sis.
Spoiler.
Yeah, well.
Who's the dragon owner?
That's Daenerys.
She seems great. She's blonde.
Yeah.
Love that for her. Yeah.
I said it's hard.
Is it a bad wig?
I don't know.
Because I think it is.
I said it's hard for me to watch her after watching she was in that like Nicholas Sparks turned into a book movie about like her
you
dating.
You gotta
the,
narrow it down.
Her dating the guy in the wheelchair and you said it was like problematic.
That is problematic.
But I said I just can't look at her the same anymore
because
she gets excited about Bumblebee tights in that movie.
Did I tell you about my new drag name? It's not mine, but it's
what
just for
it?
The people. If anybody would like to use it. Rachel Slur?
Yeah, yeah. I've heard
I think it's
her.
Good.
I like her.
Thank you.
Now,
it's a little problematic.
Is it?
Well, it's... It,
does
it,
she dress
it
like
itself.
Rachel from Friends?
I think she does everything that you can possibly do that's cultural appropriation, and she says things that you're not allowed to say.
Wow.
I think she's just that girl.
Wow.
Like, she wears, like... somebody recently asked me, who was it? If they could be Tiger Lily from
what is
you
that?
Know that Disney
no.
movie Peter Pan, they were like, I wanted to be Tiger Lily for Halloween. I go, I don't know if you couldn't do that.
Is Tiger Lily one of the Lost Boys?
She's the Native American girl.
I guess I'm not up to date on my Peter Pan knowledge.
Anyway, I was like, I don't think you can do that. Are you Native American?
I just think everyone's going to be Game of Thrones characters for Halloween.
Well, do I care? No. What are you going to be? I saw people put. God,
I'm already stressed
of Halloween
out about
candy.
It. I'm already stressed out about it. I know. I saw Zoe
what are you,
post
where are you
on Instagram.
Be for Halloween, San Francisco.
I'm going to be in San Francisco. That's the day we're going to see the Kesha concert on actual Halloween.
Did you get me a ticket?
You're not coming.
Ooh.
It's a Tuesday. You'll never make it.
Why?
I'm going to the Kesha concert.
I'm
going to
be in London.
People,
I think.
Yeah, I think you're out of town. People are already posting like, "What are we going to wear as costumes? Let's all be unicorns for Kesha." And I'm like. A, do you think they're going to let you into a concert in a costume? That
did you go
like,
to Gaga with me?
But those weren't like...
Because everyone was in a costume.
I guess. But I guess I was picturing like those, you know, those horse
masks. Oh, you're talking about
masks.
Our friends who did the same thing for Gaga.
You know, those like horse masks.
Yeah. That's
like,
stupid.
Can you wear that to a concert?
But also, wouldn't you be sweaty? I'd be moist.
I know.
I wouldn't like that.
I'm not going to like it either. So I'm like, what can I wear?
I really want to go to see this Kesha concert.
Maybe I'll just be like a sexy Boy Scout. Is that
Oh, because it's on Halloween. I was wondering why you're like thinking about dressing up. I forgot about that.
Ma'am.
I'm here.
It's on actual Halloween.
Okay.
At this point, at 32 years old in my life, I have three costumes and I just keep rotating them.
So I think the older you get, the less you should probably lean into the Boy Scout costume.
Why? It's really going to make me.
Because then someday you're just going to be an old man dressed as a Boy Scout.
Bitch,
someday right now.
Someone on Tinder thinks right I now. Look 24. So don't come for me.
They probably used a picture from when you were 24.
Bitch, that picture was from like 6 months ago.
Okay.
That was my friend's. My friends only had that dog for 4 months.
Maybe that is your clone deviating on Chicago.
I can't believe my clone's 8 years younger than me and a waiter.
Choices. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, when you're right, you're right.
And when you're
wrong. Speaking of holidays,
I love this transition.
What are you being for Halloween?
I don't know. I hate Halloween.
Wait,
I just would like to hire somebody on retainer to October 1st, start the costume.
Bitch.
October 27th, fit the costume.
You can literally do that. Didn't you do that last year?
Maybe. I have no memory.
Psychobabble falls on a Tuesday, which is a Halloween day, we're going to have a Halloween episode. Which means Lord knows we're going to have to start thinking of our costumes now.
Should we be...
Ugh, I'm stressed.
What's happening right now? Maybe something from that Taylor Swift video? Something to
do. Now, do you want to like really break down the Taylor Swift video?
What is there to break down? We got it. Everyone read the BuzzFeed 50 things
you
missed.
Do think she was holding a Grammy because Katie doesn't have a Grammy?
If she was, that's boring, but sure. Yeah.
I'm just over her being like.
And people saying she looked like Katie, she looked more like Lady Gaga. There's an interview where she has that exact haircut, Gaga.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm like, she's not coming for Gaga because Lord knows she praised art pop. Did you know that?
No.
She loved art pop.
I thought she was like coming for like Judas. And when she was wearing the black getup and like holding the motorcycles, it seemed very Gaga Judas.
It was a little Judas, but that's, I mean, anybody can be on a motorcycle.
Right.
I'm not going to claim that as part
of it. But not everyone can be a motorcycle.
That's true. Was she a motorcycle?
No. I
just accidentally did my favorite thing. Sometimes
what's that?
Sometimes if I need to pass the time, I change the intonation of the words in the sentence to change the meaning of the sentence.
Wow.
Because I accidentally did it wrong the first time. But then now I'm thinking about it. Was she a motorcycle or was she a motorcycle? Or was she a motorcycle?
Was she a motorcycle?
Sometimes if I'm bored on like a trip or a flight, I'll do that with a sentence and just really have my way with it.
Wow.
Have my way with it. See how fun? It really helps pass the time.
Oh, wow. That sounds so cool and or fun.
Well, times are tough when you're not on like a Wi-Fi flight.
Do you think Taylor is coming with the whole like being in the bathtub of diamonds? Is that a direct dig at the Kim Kardashian robbery?
People said that. And then also the album's coming out on the 10-year anniversary of Kanye's mom dying.
There's only so many Fridays a year.
I agree with you. I don't think it has anything to do. I just think it's a eek. That's a yikes.
It's a yucky yikes.
That's a yucky yikes. I'm not going to yuck her yum. I'm not going to yum her yike. I'm not going to yike her.
Just very over Taylor saying the old Taylor is dead.
Whoever was in
when
the room.
When she's still being petty and bringing up arguments from over a year ago.
Okay, here are my complaints. You want to? Are we going to go into this?
I'm over victim Taylor.
So, Taylor, I think a lot of
people. I didn't even want to put the video in the Power Hour this year, and I'm going to have
to. You will. The song, I didn't like initially. I grew to like it, and then the video was like, okay, I really like it.
At this point, I
think the video is great. I think it's high budget. I think it's, like, impressive.
Wow.
I think it's great.
I like.
One of her best videos.
Yeah, it's got concept.
It's got concept. It's got budget.
It's
got
fun.
Execution.
Well, I hope it's got fun. Budget. She sues her fans.
For a dollar?
No. Well, that wasn't a fan.
Yeah.
Like fans who make merch with her on it.
Oh, yeah,
she,
you're
like,
right.
She sues them.
I don't know. We're going to get sued for talking about it right here.
I saw somebody tweet like Taylor Swift has 9 new patents out or like trademarks out. And everyone was like, what do you think they're for? And
the old Taylor is dead.
And someone was like, bitch. She literally sues her fans. She's going to sue you for existing.
Here's my complaints about this. The old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Why? Because she's dead line is, I think, possibly the most cringy moment of pop in 2017.
Thank you.
It is. Who was in the room when they were like, wow, that's badass. Keep it in. Like, she,
if
you know
you're
she
actually
thinks,
reinventing yourself, cool. I would be okay with it. But you're bringing up the Kim Kardashian snake thing.
It's so old.
Was over a year ago.
Who cares? The Katy Perry, like, feud, quote unquote feud.
Yeah.
Who cares? It was about allegedly a dancer leaving you and going to get. There are millions of dancers. Who cares?
Right.
Nothing matters.
Right.
I think my biggest problem with it is at the very end.
The, like, all the kids.
All the Taylors. Which we have seen before. Beyonce did that with that Pepsi commercial where all of the different Beyonce eras are in the mirrors and then she does that and they all break. Do you remember that?
Yeah. So, I love a good Pepsi commercial.
Me too. Truly, they make good pop commercials.
That Gladiator one
good
with
pop
like
commercials.
Pink and Britney. And
good pop.
Beyonce.
Pop music.
Wow.
Pop soda. Anyway, pop. So when
soda
she's...
Pop.
Soda pop.
By
soda
Britney
pop.
Spears.
Oh, did you know Don't Let Me Be the Last to Know by Britney Spears was written by Shania Twain?
No. It's
but now that you I say that,
you
can you not
my
hear
mind.
That? Can you hear it? Yes. Yeah. What were we talking about?
Taylor.
Oh, Taylor.
You'd hate
so
the
when
end.
All the Taylors are in a row, I like the concept of like of the self-drag, the like acknowledging all of the like complaints that people have had about her in the past. But so what's the point of it, though? Is she just like acknowledging everything that people have talked shit about her about?
And
she's
that
not
you're
proving
different
it
now,
wrong.
Right?
She's just retweeting shade
I
without
get it.
Dispelling the shade,
right?
And then the shadiest thing that she could have done, or the thing that the complaint that people had the most about her leading up to this era is, "Hi, denounce Trump," or "Hi, back up your feminism with." Denouncing a sexual assault perpetrator that's
right.
running for president, anything. And that's, I think, the most legitimate complaint that people have.
Well,
and you're not going to even mention that one? I think it was a missed opportunity.
And right, and I saw Kyle Krieger tweeted the same thing about, like, if the old Taylor's dead, are you going to stand up
is
for social?
Is the new Taylor going to be?
Right, are you going to start standing up for social injustices? And I was reading his replies, and a lot of people were trying to come for him and being like, but the sexual assault case, she's doing a lot for those, for victims
I
of that
validate
now.
That she is doing good work for certain causes. But you can't go on a feminism tour, a press tour,
yeah.
and say that you blah, 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 and then go, turn around and not back it up with action when
like,
the country is literally like gonna be in shambles if you don't. I don't think she could have changed the tides.
Right.
I don't know if that's the case or not, but I think she would have had an impact.
Well, right.
And I think
like,
it's a missed opportunity if she didn't want to do
that. Same thing, like why didn't she say anything when the whole like Trump grab them by the pussy thing happened? It's like
all my replies
if you're
when
gonna
I tweeted
be,
about this. Sorry, go.
What did you, I didn't
I tweet,
know you tweeted.
I tweeted something like, if you're gonna call out every complaint about you right now. How are you not calling out the biggest complaint about you leading up to this era? And saying, like, denounce Trump. Well,
yeah.
I wished that one of the Taylors mentioned that. Why didn't you, like, blah, blah, blah. And every reply was, it's not her job. Like, she's not a politician, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's nobody's job to be a good person and denounce sexual assault perpetrators.
Right.
It's, like, that's not my job.
Right.
It's not your job. And I think it's a shitty situation that we have all those people in my fucking replies thinking, okay, well, it's not my obligation to become socially aware or socially active. Because in people
right.
saying,
it's
oh,
it's nobody's
Taylor,
job to do that.
People saying
but
Taylor's not going to, like, Taylor's not going to impact things. Well, clearly she's impacting all these people that think, oh, it's not my job to speak up for disenfranchised communities.
Right.
So, bitch.
Check your privilege.
Yeah.
That's I don't all. Know. Go off.
I just, and I validate that, like, it's not my place to set up hoops for a woman to jump through to become a feminist. Like, that is not my place. But I am reiterating a lot of perspectives that I see on my timeline
yeah.
from women, from disenfranchised communities, from people that she has claimed to speak up for. I just,
yeah.
I don't think it's bad to want more from the people that I appreciate as artists.
Yeah. I'm just, I mean.
That's all. And
I'm
people being like, I see you streaming the song. I see you listening to the album. I see you making puns about the like the lyrics. But you want to talk shit about how she doesn't talk about Trump. I'm like, I can simultaneously dislike her activism choices
right.
and appreciate her music.
Right.
I think she makes bops and I will bop my bussy to it at the club. But I think she's, I don't think she's the person I want
bop
in
it.
My life as an idol.
Yeah.
There are people
unless
there
she's
that
gonna
are
start doing more. I was really thinking about like
things that I look up to.
She's like breaking all the records and I'm like.
Which I appreciate.
I'm just like, I mean, I was wondering the same thing. I'm like, does she just really have that big of a fan base or is she just because she's refused to speak up, she hasn't really, like...
When you give the world the lowest common denominator, which is, I will not have political opinions, I will make music that I know is sellable to people that are rich, people that are poor, people in rural, people that are urban, people that are anywhere in the country. When you make the thing that will sell the most and you are the personality that will offend the least, I think you'll sell.
And that's what I was thinking. I know.
And I think about Katie, who has a lot of opinions, who is making bold choices with music, whether or not I agree with them.
Thank you.
I also think about art pop, bold choices with music, bold choices with imagery. That's not sellable to like a farmer in Kansas. I don't know, maybe it is.
I saw...
But bitch, this fucking Taylor shit.
I saw there was a meme of two trash cans rolling down a hill. And it was look, Katie and Taylor racing to see who can have the worst album of 2017.
Here's the thing. We appreciate the music and we will love the music. We'll probably listen to it. We'll probably know all the words by the end of the
Honestly can say I probably have listened to the song 5 times at this point.
I've listened to it a lot. Really? I like it. I really like it. I just wish more for the people, for people. I wish more for her as a person.
I gave it a whirl. Me giving it a whirl is me putting it on my shower playlist. And I was like, okay, well, let's see if it resonates.
I put it on repeat only one song when I was in the shower the other day.
How long was your shower? Cool.
It's just one song.
Cool. Great. Speaking of Gaga.
Yeah.
Are you excited for her Netflix doc?
Oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm so excited.
Did they say what date's coming out?
I don't know. What's it called? 5'2"?
Yeah. Is she 5'2"?
I don't know.
That seems so short.
She is very,
I think my mom's taller than 5'2".
Well, she's like an average height for people.
Maybe she wears heels a lot.
She does. Well, she wears the like, the big tall.
Are you going to have like a viewing party?
I probably should.
Wow.
I do want to have a rival viewing party
in San Francisco.
Cool. Have fun.
It's going to be awesome.
I don't really have
We're going to do awesome times.
I think mine's going to be pretty empty.
We're going to do awesome shooters. And it's going to be great.
I'm excited for it. I haven't seen any of the trailers or anything for it. I saw that there were videos on her Instagram. I still have to watch these things.
Okay.
So I'll get back to you when I watch those. But I, as somebody who has been in a documentary, and for you also, I'm sure.
I am.
Were you more excited for Service or for this?
To air?
Yeah. Because I'm more excited for Gaga.
Return of the Snurf.
Service. Too Fast, Too Snurfy.
Do you think her sequel will be called 5'2½?
Mm-hmm. Why? No, it'd probably be 5 foot.
Animals in the city.
Because the older you get, the shorter you get.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you concerned about that?
I'm very worried.
I went on a date the other day, and his profile said 6 foot.
And?
I showed up, bitch was 5'9 tops.
Really?
And he was 5'9 tops.
The weird thing about you complaining about this is you're more likely to be interested in someone who's 5'9". I know. So don't, you're like,
I said, I
so you walked
said
up and
him,
you were like,
I walked up, I walked up and I said to him, I did say, I said, what a pleasant surprise that you're, that you lied about your height.
Did you really?
Yes.
You called him out.
Yeah.
And what did he say?
He goes, I'm 6 foot. I go, bitch, in your bra. And he didn't get it.
Was he wearing Heelys?
No, he was wearing cute.
What were those Skechers that made your butt like supposedly good? I think there was a class action lawsuit.
I think you're talking about Sneaker Night, the Vanessa Hudgens song.
I literally don't know.
Did you see
who
Kyle
Vanessa Hudgens is?
From High School Musical.
Oh,
we
she looks like Methany Moda.
Oh my God. Or, maybe.
Or
maybe.
Bethany looks like her. Whoever's older.
No. I think Vanessa Hudgens is the clone deviant
of Bethany.
Of Bethany Moda.
Okay.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
Yeah, I did. At camp, I watched High School Musical 1 for the first time ever. What was the song
like
that I go, this is the worst song I've ever heard?
Corey leaned over in the middle of Vanessa
Hudgens. Her moment
Hudgens.
Where she's walking by the lockers.
It was Vanessa Hudgens.
Why does that high school have a rooftop greenery house that looks like it's as big as this table? That song had no chorus, had not distinct verses. We don't have the rights. And you're not right. Okay, and listen, unless it's Breaking Free or we're all in this together, I don't care about it.
I didn't realize I after I haven't probably watched that movie in a decade, and okay. I still remembered every fucking lyric. I was very impressed.
Also the lyrics were on screen, so
oh, that's true. Wait, I was probably reading along.
Yeah,
But you know, probably. I don't know how to read.
You don't know how to read?
I'm still learning.
Wow,
thank you.
Are you your clone? Do you think your clone knows how to
My
read?
My deviant unlearned.
No, I learned. I guess it was all right, but everyone at camp told me that High School Musical 2 is better than High School
Musical
1.
I've never seen 2 or 3.
And also, I learned that I really do like that Camp Rock song.
Did you like Bop to the Top? You were really bopping to that one.
Which one's Bop to the Top?
It was their audition song, the two
theater kids. I think I liked Vanessa and Zach's version better. The
okay, well, no, you're
version.
Thinking, it's hard to believe that I can
yeah,
see. I'm saying, bop, 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 bop to the top.
I hated
Wipe
that
away
one.
Your inner vision.
I saw whoever plays Sharpay's brother at this like dive bar venue in LA once, and he was great.
Oh.
He did like a Disney musical like montage thing.
I love fun.
It was great.
Yeah.
And I thought, you look exactly the same as you did in High School Musical.
Did you tell him that?
I didn't get to speak to him.
Well,
was that that? Was that that bar where your friend always wants to go see that Jurassic Park guy playing?
I know exactly what you're talking
right?
about.
Yeah. You're welcome.
What's his name?
Brett.
No. The Jurassic Park guy.
I don't know.
Anyway, okay. So take me away.
So I mean, I guess if you're done talking about the guy from Jurassic Park that we don't know, I guess we could like wrap it up.
I guess we gotta go.
If
you guys,
know who we're talking
about
tweet
anything,
tweet
us.
If you know anything about
hey,
anything,
wait,
or
you know
if
what?
You want me to know something about
but
something,
if you
kids these days
no,
nowadays,
kids these
tweeting.
Days nowadays, they should tweet us. Yeah. No, I one of us who whoever would be most likely
yeah.
to put a poll up on our. Twitter account.
Yep.
Psychobabble
yep.
Twitter account. We should put a poll up of would you fuck your
clone sister or brother or clone
just,
self?
Just your clone. Just your clone. Oh. Just,
not a clone.
Why
of
would
brother.
Your clone? Why would your clone be your sister?
Well, if
your
it's your clone, it looks like you. It's kind of if it's you, it's your sister.
If you
or
fuck
your brother.
If you fuck your brother's clone, is it incest? Because it's technically not your brother.
But how do you know it's not your brother pretending to be the clone to trick you?
Then that he would be partaking in the incest.
Right. Yeah. Yep. So cool.
I'll ask your brother.
Kids these days nowadays.
Kids these days nowadays. Take the poll. Tweet it.
Take the poll.
Do that. And good luck.
And yeah.
Okay, bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.